Today we are going to talk about the real world, not the fantasy world presented by political and economic elites in the West. The real world that's already here, but is going to become more and more apparent, is the concept of lifeboat ethics. Let's say you have a lifeboat that can hold 10 people without sinking, but you have 13 people in the lifeboat. So you could say, let's give everybody equal opportunity, in which case all 13 people drown, not so good. Or you decide that 10 people need to be saved. That means that 3 people need to be thrown overboard. Obviously, those 3 people are probably not going to be very enthusiastic about the idea of being thrown overboard to die. They probably aren't. So there's going to be a lot of violence. Now, this is the correct way to look at the world today. The prognostications of problems in world environmental policies remain correct since the last 50 years. Obviously, some things have been incorrectly predicted, but the basic big picture remains intact. The so-called Green Revolution hasn't solved world hunger. It's a huge debt against the future based on pumping out underground aquifers, spraying chemical poisons all over the place, and so on. This is not a solution. This is a further debt against the future that could create an even more dangerous future. So, and we haven't even begun to discuss the disturbance of the world's climate systems. So we get back to the point. You have a lifeboat full of 13 people, and 3 need to be tossed out. This is the correct way to look at things. Now, you also need to separate political lies and hypocrisy from reality. In America, very large numbers of people are killed by poverty. That's a fact. The lack of health insurance, other matters, kills a large number of people. This enables the US government and the rich to save money because it would, by killing these people, they cost less money. In the case of the elderly, we have basically a system of euthanasia already in place. I can experience this directly with the death of my mother, where you're constantly encouraged, in terms that have no subtlety, to pull the plug as fast as possible to save the US healthcare system money. So this is a system of euthanasia. This is a system of mass killing. So we should understand that that is what is going on. And we also have to take a look at the origins of American society, which are based on genocide and slavery. The Americans didn't get the land that they own. It was not an empty continent. It was a systematic campaign of genocide against the native inhabitants that enabled them to be wiped out, not totally wiped out, but largely wiped out and replaced by white Europeans. This is what happened. Now, it's very important to understand, both in American history and today, concepts of genocide, particularly genocide in the pre-industrial world. Genocide in the pre-industrial world, you simply had to force people off their land, force people away from their livestock, and you basically killed them. You didn't need to build gas chambers in the pre-industrial world because the minute you forced people off their land, they would be very conveniently starved to death, you see. So that's one of the ways in which America has tried to put a pretty face on its legacy of genocide saying, well, we didn't go out and physically murder all these people. And that's true, they didn't. They murdered them indirectly rather than directly. Isn't that a moral triumph? So we need to get ready for a world with high levels of violence and instability. That is a fact. And this fits into our other discussions of trying to get serious about health care and so on and so forth. We certainly don't applaud the fact of what's coming, but what's coming is here. What's coming has been created, and it is important to think through the logic as the whole situation unfolds.